Wisconsin. How y'all doing? Happy Friday. Looks like it's going to be beautiful in most places in the state, at least this afternoon and most of tomorrow. Enjoy it, friends. I hope you get out there to enjoy some of those fall colors. My thanks to Catherine Lake from WMDX for joining me for a special substitute special edition of What's Good Local and Overlooked in Wisconsin. You can find that segment here every Friday in the 3:30 block. But we're at the end of this week's episodes of Maggie and the Millionaires. We're at the end of the Maggie Dawn show. And I thought it only fitting to not just talk about these polling numbers from the latest Marquette University poll, but point out first that Senate race between Tammy Baldwin and Eric Hovde is much closer than I think the 6 points that the most recent MU Law School poll showed. Other polling is showing a near dead heat, and we just got word over the last 24 hours that conservatives are piling in tens of millions of dollars and will be outspending Democrats and Baldwin-aligned PACs by millions between now and Election Day. This is a must-win Senate race for Republicans. The airwaves are going to be blanketed. So, folks, if you want to get involved, you can do that first and foremost by making sure that you are registered to vote, making a voting plan, and telling your friends and family about the issues that matter most and where these candidates stand. You can find out where you can get registered to vote, check your registration status, confirm your polling place, and help your friends and family do the same at myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. Want to get that website correct. It matters. It matters a lot. Check out all those things. And yesterday, I mentioned a couple of websites that are really helpful for fact checking. And I wanted to share those again today because I think almost more than anything, getting a good independent approach to analyze what the candidates' claims are, what their records are, is so extraordinarily important. So I wanted to take a minute before we close out the show this afternoon to share those websites with you again. There's two. The first one is called usafacts.org. That's usafacts.org. The second one is mediabiasfactcheck.com. That's mediabiasfactcheck.com. Check those out. They help fact check candidates and debates. They help you understand how candidates represent their records, and they help you assess the bias of various media outlets. So I highly recommend both ensuring that you've got a voting plan and spending some time looking at the candidates to make sure that they align with your values and what's most important to you. But speaking about what's most important to you, I think it's fairly indisputable that Wisconsinites and Americans believe in what I'm going to call middle-class values. Work hard, you get ahead. And right now, I think most of us out there, most of you feel like, hey, I'm working hard and I might not be getting ahead. And that feeling, right, that tension, that disappointment, I think is something that the recording artist Bruce Springsteen has represented so incredibly well in his body of work over 4 decades in the entertainment business. He's the boss, right? Like, that is the deal. So as we close out this week's shows, I wanted to end with a new spot that was just released last night in support of Kamala Harris. This is Bruce Springsteen telling you all why he's endorsing Kamala Harris and what this election means.
Hi, I'm Bruce Springsteen. Friends, fans, and the press have asked me who I'm supporting in this most important of elections. And with full knowledge that my opinion is no more or less important than those of any of my fellow citizens, here's my answer. I'm supporting Kamala Harris for president and Tim Walz for vice president and opposing Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Here's why. We are shortly coming upon one of the most consequential elections in our nation's history. Perhaps not since the Civil War has this great country felt as politically, spiritually, and emotionally divided as it does then at this moment. It doesn't have to be this way. The common values, the shared stories that make us a great and united nation are waiting to be rediscovered and retold once again. Now that will take time, hard work, intelligence, faith, and women and men with the national good guiding their hearts. America's the most powerful nation on earth, not just because of her overwhelming military strength or economic power, but because of what she stands for, what she means, what she believes in. Freedom, social justice, equal opportunity, the right to be and love who you want. These are the things that make America great. Donald Trump is the most dangerous candidate for president in my lifetime. His disdain for the sanctity of our Constitution, the sanctity of democracy, the sanctity of the rule of law, and the sanctity of the peaceful transfer of power should disqualify him from the office of president ever again. He doesn't understand the meaning of this country, its history, or what it means to be deeply American. On the other hand, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are committed to a vision of this country that respects and includes everyone, regardless of class, religion, race, your political point of view, or sexual identity.
And Mr. Springsteen continues. We're going to leave it there, folks. Have a blessed weekend. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together for democracy. Dom Savia is up next here on the Civic Media Radio Network.